Thank you.
From the America's Black Holocaust Museum, submitting an informational report regarding an exhibit at General Mitchell International Airport. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Sir, will you please state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Carl Perrin.
All right, tell us about the project you want to do at the airport.
Well, Supervisor Mayor, what we are proposing is to go in our archives that we have. As you may be well aware, the Black Holocaust Museum was closed 2 years ago, and we are currently in the process of reopening it, which will probably happen this summer or fall. We're working with the King Commons Development and Wolford Sanders over there as far as the quarantine space. We've also recently launched and reopened the museum with a virtual sense on the web, and that just took place this weekend, and it happened to coincide with the founder's birthday, Dr. Cameron, and it's nice to get some press and everything else out of that. And we have these wonderful exhibits in the archives, and we're looking at where can we place these exhibits so they can get the most exposure and satisfy, perhaps the greatest need. And we have this wonderful gateway that you guys have managed over the years and improved upon everything else, which is Mitchell Airport. And, when you go to Mitchell Airport, there's a nice little Holly thing there. There's some other things that are, reminiscent about what makes Milwaukee interesting and famous, but not really a lot about the different demographic groups, that populate Milwaukee. And being a gateway, I think, would be important when people come to the airport that they get a good representation as to what the city is about, who populates the city, and everything else. So the thought came up was to take one of these wonderful exhibits that we have and put it into the airport and make it an interactive exhibit so people can go online and work with the new website that we have and all that. And it's just an attractive piece. And we're looking at a 10 by 15, 10 by 20 space, so we're not looking at a lot of space. And we're not asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars either. All we want is space.
You definitely won't get any money. So, I'm sorry.
I'll make it easy for you guys.
Supervisor Groskowski, this is what I'm here.
Well, let me preface my remarks by saying that, I have no problems, no issues with America's Black Holocaust Museum. But, okay, the elephant in the room is, what is our policy? And I see Mr. Bateman is in the audience, recognizing that, and I'm not familiar, sir, with the Harley-Davidson pieces.
Well, they have a shop.
Well, it's a merchant who pays rent and so is income to the county. But I guess what I would like is that before we open the floodgates, because let's not kid ourselves. Somebody's going to see this and say, hey, I'd like to have my exhibit there. I would like to do such and such there. I'd like to know, do we have a standing policy right now, Mr. Bateman? And then I guess I will have Mr. Bateman answer that question.
Yes, Mr. Bateman, you can.
Chairman, Supervisors, any permanent exhibits that are at the airport have received County Board approval. Temporary exhibits are handled by staff through permitting.
Correct.
We've had numerous temporary exhibits. The last one was the art that was performed by mainly handicapped folks that were there for about 3 weeks and things like that. So we handle that internally, but permanent exhibits require board approval.
And I'm sorry, this is temporary?
Sir, we'd like for it to be up for 6 months or a year, and at which point you guys can vote as to whether or not you want to continue it on. But, I didn't come today wanting to make a commitment in perpetuity that it's going to be there forever.
And I guess what I wanted to reiterate was, I understand where we're coming from temporarily. If this is going to be something that's going to be permanent, which may be a great thing, I would just like to have some policy, because I can guarantee all of us that we will hear from different groups and organizations that would like to, be part of the gateway, because let's face it, there's just an awful lot of traffic at the airport. And I don't blame you. I'd love to have a spot there, too.
Well, can I speak?
No.
Oh, sorry, Supervisor Mayor.
You're done? Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Supervisor Borkowski, your point is very well taken, and you know, perhaps in the absence of a policy, now is a good time to perhaps think about one. But I do think that you have, you know, various artistic communities, you know, that can really add something at very little cost to the Gateway, you know, and perhaps the thought may be, after you put our exhibit in, would be to create some permanent space there where you can just rotate with these groups, and I'm sure they'd be love to do it, and it's just like free programming and merchandising for you guys. And the idea came from here.
Supervisor Kowski?
I think we ought to hire him because he's got some very good ideas. Absolutely. And I just want to make sure that we're fair to everybody.
Yes, okay? It's important.
And so, because you recognize that, you know, we had it downstairs, and I don't want to compare, you know, the Christmas tree, you know, but it opened up everything. So, anyways, however we can work with you, I think that would be wonderful. And if we can, I have no problems temporarily, and if we can do something permanently, that would be great. I just want to be able to say that if we get other calls, we know how to respond.
And I think you should. And I think the calls should be something that's welcome, and you should have a policy in place to do that, which will be just wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to applaud the presenter and the group that's coming together to revive the African-American Black Holocaust Museum. I remember when we had to close it, and it was a very traumatic time for the African-American community, so I really appreciate that. But I guess the reason I wanted to speak on this is because, and now that I'm reading it for a second time here in the committee, it did say that costs would be covered by the Americans Black Holocaust Museum for research and content. But getting to, I guess, my colleague's point, I guess I was going to ask, where would the money come from where you would actually do this research, but it was more on your end not to have...
Yeah, it's more intellectual capital than it is, okay. You know, money, you know. And, okay. And we would just, you know, we have the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, you know, some research folks there and interns, and we have some professors there. So we can pull all the content together, and then we have the experience in terms of mounting it. So what we basically need is space, and we need your contacts to have a little opening reception for it, of which hopefully if we go that far, all you guys will be there, and it'll be a nice little thing for the airport in the future.
Young man?
Yes, sir?
When the persons at this committee finish their questions before you start talking, please.
I am so sorry. I thought she wanted me to respond. Okay.
I will let you know when you'll be able to respond. I know it's your first day.
You know.
Okay, come on. Let's work with it.
You know, I think you need to have a red light back there.
No. I think that we don't need to have this right now. Since you're talking about put this in the red light district now. Okay.
I
do have a follow-up question.
Supervisor Harris.
Thank you.
Yes.
As far as the installation, that piece I guess we didn't cover. How would that be covered or paid for?
Supervisor Harris, we basically have the content, you know, and we probably do a little research and establish some more content. But as far as the installation itself with the panels and everything else, I think we can probably get most of that. And we're really not asking, you know, you for much at this particular point, you know, as far as that goes. You know, we basically what we're asking for is just the space and the okay, and to perhaps to put put the program in place where not just us but other groups also can have access to this. So when people come into the Milwaukee airport, they're aware of the rich cultural experience that's awaiting them as they go into the city, you know, which is what the airport should be. It should be a gateway.
So installation you're hoping would be donated or some type of funding?
Yes.
It would be outside of Milwaukee County. Because I know what you're asking us to do, provide the space, help with the reception,
mm-hmm.
And allow you to, you know, have this, bring the African-American culture to the gateway.
Yes.
So I get that, but I'm not getting the piece and not really clear on the installation part of it.
Yeah. We have the content for the most part. We have the researchers. Right. If you want us to attach a bill to it, we most certainly can, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we said in proposal, we're not really looking forward to, you know, burdening the county with, you know, anything okay. else. But keep in mind, you know, people are donating stuff and everything else. And if some of that surplus money you guys were talking about falls loose, right, you know, I'm sure people would rather be somewhat compensated for it.
Supervisor Harris, I think he's missing what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think
I'm sorry, Supervisor.
That they will put up the structure themselves.
Right.
We will make sure that Mr. Bain will have staff out there to oversee, make sure that
okay.
the content is anchored properly. There will be no problems for our passengers to go by when they look at it. It'll be set up properly. They would do it, and Mr. Bain and staff would oversee and make sure that it's done properly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I got what you're saying.
Thank you.
Supervisor Hall.
Supervisor Harris, I'd like to thank Supervisor
yeah,
Mayo for helping me out. Thank you, sir.
Is there any more questions? I'm trying to be nice right here, but this guy is getting a little annoying. Mr. Hall. Supervisor Hall, do you have anything?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope you will enjoy my brevity of the statement.
Oh, here we go.
Which is forthcoming, and I will soon begin to address by saying I would look forward to seeing this exhibit being created at the airport. And as chairman, I would assume that this would be up to the airport staff to determine where in the airport that would be very good. May I just conclude by saying yesterday I had the honor and privilege of meeting Dr. Gerald Durley.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is, we're in the final day of what is observed as Black History Month in America. And I was a history major at UWM, and then I realized yesterday how little I know about the subject. Dr. Durley was talking about that we were all talking about that day, and what this exhibit will help us to address. And I hope that the thousands of people that stream through Mitchell Field every year, a few of them will stop and look at it. And also, Mr. Chairman, I would be interested in helping craft a policy for... if we need it for introducing similar such exhibits.
Okay.
Today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? If not, do we don't need to take any
information or... Okay. Supervisor Weddle says receive and place on file.
Okay. You making that motion?
Yes, I will.
Okay. On behalf of Supervisor Borkowski and Supervisor Weddle, we're going to receive and place this on file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
And thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy it. Hope you really do a good job bringing that institution back. Dr. Cameron did a very good job.
Supervisor, thank you so much for your support.
Take care. We are doing item number 28. Yeah.